Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Monday, February 13th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got a big broadcast lineup for you today. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. February 13th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 4 hours live ahead of the mighty Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, with the War Room that follows this emergency transmission. Well, where to begin? Well, everybody's talking about the Super Bowl and or the UFOs. Are they aliens everywhere? Something very real has happened. Reuters, United States government tells citizens leave Russia immediately. And evidence showing the Russians are already slowly pouring in thousands of tanks and 500,000 troops, and that the new offensive has already begun. But they're not going to do it with an air war because there's so many NATO missiles. They're going to do it foot by foot as they've been doing in the last 10 months since their air power basically got repulsed. Hundreds of aircraft and helicopters shot down. Looking at the intel coming in, I'll be the first to tell you that I believe Putin's new offensive has begun. Leave Russia immediately, State Department tells U.S. citizens. Russia's forces increase bombardment of Ukraine's Bakhmut and other cities as defenders brace for assault. There is so much to cover, obviously, on that front here today, and we'll be doing it coming up when we start the main broadcast. Some stations don't carry this first little five-minute segment, but I'll launch into all of it when we come back here in a few minutes. NORAD commander doesn't rule out aliens in spate of unidentified objects. New York Times alters a story about it. We're going to be getting to all of that. Here's a short clip of the head of NORAD.
Hi, thanks, Pat, and thanks for doing this. This is for General Van Herk. Because you still haven't been able to tell us what these things are that we are shooting out of the sky, that raises the question, have you ruled out aliens or extraterrestrials, and if so, why? Because that is what everyone is asking us right now.
Hey, thanks for the question, Colleen. I'll let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figured that out. I haven't ruled out anything at this point. We continue to assess every threat or potential threat unknown that approaches North America with an attempt to identify it.
So they'd have us believe, and the whole media is hyping this with no evidence, that this is the day the world stood still and that aliens are invading. What are they? Close encounters of the balloon kind. Another shoot down. Third in 3 days. They're, of course, talking about the stop sign-shaped vehicle that got shot down 20,000 feet over Lake Huron in Michigan. Now, that's a clip of the head of NORAD yesterday saying they haven't ruled anything out. They don't know what it is. Even though on Friday and Saturday they said that they did not believe these were alien craft, and that instead they were balloons and or drones. Now, there's a lot of reasons they're doing this, and I've figured it out because it follows their past propaganda operations we've been studying in great detail. But this is a slow roll in Project Bluebeam, or a fake alien invasion, a testing of that, to get us on warfare mode, to get the general public all jazzed up and hiding under their desk ahead of war expanding with Russia and China. And that's what's going on here. I'm going to lay it all out coming up when the full transmission begins for InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today. You don't want to miss this transmission. For everybody you know, tune in now. InfoWars.com/show. Man.video. on radio stations all over what's left of our wonderful republic. We'll be back.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It's Monday, February 13th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and all hell's breaking loose. I have done deep research and analysis on the so-called UFO invasion taking place. It started 2.5 weeks ago with a shoot-down of the Chinese massive surveillance-slash-weapons platform balloon. And I can tell you the reasons that the Western deep state has decided to go with this soft launch of Project Bluebeam. I'll lay out what Project Bluebeam is and more, and how since the early 1950s, the Pentagon has been pumping the alien invasion scenario, only now beginning to come to a head. This is a very complex but very important issue, and if you understand this, ladies and gentlemen, well, you basically understand it all, how they use different systems of fear for control. The globalists needed to ease us into war with Russia and begin to ease us into war with China, because they know that there is massive, massive, massive pushback against war in general. But if they can say that it's a threat from outer space just to get our instincts going and our fear mode going, and things are falling out of the sky and jets are shooting things down, and it's not China, it's not Russia, even though it is China and Russia and others, corporations, well, then if they're able to do that, it at an instinctive, very rudimentary, deep animal level, creates the anxiety that they need. Oh, the Earth's going to end because of global warming. Give up all your rights, except a casual society. Oh, there's a tax on the LGBT people. Let the government and state raise your children and sexualize them. Oh, there's going to be a huge war. Give up your liberties. Give up your freedoms. Let us spend more of your tax money. Don't worry about all the surveillance, all the control, all the corruption. We need more funds. We need more power. We're protecting you. And so we now have a very clear picture of what's happened. Going back decades and decades, led by the United States, there have been satellites in orbit since the 50s and 60s, thousands of them. There have been hundreds of thousands of balloons, both small and large, launched for research purposes, weather purposes, surveillance purposes, weapons purposes. All of this is on record. And yet, now we know it's true that a bunch of these balloons came through and Trump was in. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff made the decision, they've now admitted, to not tell him. So why did they suddenly decide, when a visible, massive balloon was over the United States, to hype it up and then shoot it down? 2 weeks 2.5 weeks ago, it seems like 100 years ago now, because the media isn't saying, oh, it's another Chinese balloon or a Russian balloon or a research balloon. They're saying, no, no, it could be aliens. And we saw in the last week, ABC News, NBC News, Fox News, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all of them say these could be aliens, even though the balloons that were all shot down last week over Canada, over places like Alaska, and weird green lasers coming down that look like ground reading radar over Kauai, Hawaii. Even though it's all admitted that that's man-made, and in the footnotes, the Pentagon says, no, no, these are not alien. They were just unidentified flying objects until we got close enough and shot them down, and they were types of balloons and drones. So they know Chinese balloons are coming across. They shoot one down. Then they start shooting down other weather balloons, other things, or the Pentagon can launch its own balloons, or a private corporation could. And now you say, oh, you don't know the origin, and it creates that massive fear, and then NATO comes out and asks for more power and more funding today. Congress is asking for more Defense Department spending and said we've got to increase spending to Ukraine because of the balloons. So, oh, there's this outside threat. We don't know what it is. It's a mystery. It draws the attention up to this nebulous threat. Not, oh, we need more money for war with China or Russia, or, oh, we need more money for a war against the American people and a police state. No. No. It's a nebulous threat so they can get the funds but not frighten the public. I'd be very suspicious. Ex-NORAD commander says UFOs are a concerted effort by America's enemies to test outdated systems. Pentagon has still not recovered debris from three shot down over the weekend. Now, that's an accurate statement. These weapons platforms are serious. Especially the big balloon shot down over 2 weeks ago. But if you look at the main chatter coming out, this is to raise war fever in the public. It created uncertainty and fear, but again, without pointing it at a direct enemy, which would then also generate an anti-war instinct to not want to go to war with our own species. So there's this subconscious level. I mean, it's being said publicly, but it still just slipped out there. Maybe it's a UFO from a different planet. Maybe it's aliens. Here's the clip. NORAD commander doesn't rule out aliens in spate of unidentified objects. New York Times alters the story about it. Here's a clip.
Hi, thanks, Pat, and thanks for doing this. This is for General Van Herk. Because you still haven't been able to tell us what these things are that we are shooting out of the sky, that raises the question, have you ruled out aliens or extraterrestrials, and if so, why? Because that is what everyone is asking us right now.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Helena. I'll let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figure that out. I haven't ruled out anything at this point. We continue to assess every threat or potential threat unknown that approaches North America with an attempt to identify it.
So the Pentagon, the people that control the Pentagon, the people that brought you the poison shots, the open borders, it's all Pentagon run because it's the biggest, most competent bureaucracy the globalists have. Our average military people are great folks. Notice what they're not hyping is the balloon shot down recently outside Kauai. What is in Kauai? And another one 2 years ago shot down. Kauai is the main missile base in the Pacific of the United States, and it's bigger than what we've got in Wyoming and Montana. The western side of the island is loaded with underground ICBM, modern missile bases, and anti-missile bases. And now, late last week, people see all through the sky these green lights and then lasers coming down. It looks like the Matrix and hitting the ground. Now, what would you use a laser like that for? For mapping topography? But normally the lasers are not attuned where they would even be visible. And normally they would use radar, not a laser. You can't see radar. So why is this being done? I would guess that that's not Chinese satellite-directed energy, but that's being done by the Pentagon. Again, as part of this larger psyop. NORAD commander doesn't rule out aliens in spate of unidentified objects. New York Times alters the story about it. I haven't ruled anything at this point. General Glenn Vanderherk when asked whether the Pentagon rules out aliens. Object shot down over Lake Huron was shaped like an octagon, Wall Street Journal reports. Balloon wars, White House blasts false China accusation of U.S. balloons reportedly breaching airspace. GOP senators say defense budget may not be cut because of Chinese balloon threat. NATO Secretary General, incidents with balloons over U.S. form part of a pattern, so NATO needs more power and more funding. Getting a clear picture here? It's the beginning of the alien threat. China pours fuel on the fire, accusing the United States of multiple violations. More to the point, close encounters of the weird kind. U.S.'s two objects shot down over the U.S. and Canada were smaller balloons, but you still got the top general saying he doesn't know what they are. You're being lied to. This is a psyop. We'll break it all down when we come back with the latest on Russia.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Invading planet Earth. You read the Bible and the ancient Sumerian text and the Babylonian text and the ancient Norse text and the ancient Aztec text and Mayan text. They've been here the whole time, and they're called the fallen angels or the Nephilim. Now, whether you believe in that or not, every ancient culture believed it. They did cave drawings and paintings, Native American caves. Even Neanderthal caves have paintings on them of what look like gray aliens. But I don't go there because most of what you see in the media and the culture is hidden government projects and advanced technologies that they have been developing in a breakaway civilization. The CERN superconducting supercollider is about that. The nuclear fission reactors are about that. Nuclear fusion. The animal-human and plant-animal and animal-insect chimeras are alien. They're inventing aliens. Nanotech viruses that aren't even made out of any normal natural viruses are new, made in labs with computers. And they're self-replicating, which is the first sign of life. So the aliens are here. Ladies and gentlemen, and we're building them. We're making them. The globalists already have all this extensive life extension technology, but they don't want us to know about that. They don't want us to even be part of that debate and not be part of the decision of human development and where we go. This broadcast is about trying to get us all to do that and to be informed. But definitely when you have the head of NORAD and a bunch of other Pentagon officials saying these could be aliens, when they know good and damn well the skies are full of research balloons, private corporate balloons, university balloons, government blimps, balloons, it's ridiculous. The Pentagon decided to hype up the balloon 2+ weeks ago. They decided to make it a big issue to introduce all this fear. I agree it's dangerous. I agree it can be a weapons platform. We were the first to say perfect payload for an EMP attack. I was watching Fox this morning. They had a congressman on saying that. So I'm not saying China isn't a threat. I'm not saying we couldn't have nuclear war. In fact, I'm saying it's becoming more probable by the day, and so does the International Atomic Energy Association. And that's why 2 weeks ago they moved the doomsday clock, the closest it's ever been to total nuclear war in Armageddon, 90 seconds. It was 2 minutes away in the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 1960s. That's why you have the term 2 minutes to midnight. Midnight for civilization. Now let's talk about what's really going on. United States tells citizens leave Russia immediately. Moscow, Reuters, the United States has told its citizens to leave Russia immediately due to the war in Ukraine and the risk of arbitrary arrest and harassment by Russian law enforcement agencies. That's because Russia has already begun to slow roll its 500,000 troops, 2,000 tanks into the front lines in eastern Ukraine, where there has been hard fighting now for 11 and a half months. On the 24th, coming up in just a week and a half, it'll be the anniversary of the Russian invasion. And I had said, looking at the intel, that I thought Putin would probably launch before the date to have surprise. And then I was sitting back last night thinking, looking at all the reports of more tanks, more troops, and the Ukrainians already being overrun, that Putin's not going to announce that the counteroffensive has begun. I believe it's already begun. And I believe in a few weeks, you'll see the headlines. Well, Putin didn't do it all at once. He slowly sent in reinforcements so that the Ukrainians would not mobilize, would not know what had hit them. And then I believe he'll do some probative, distractionary decoy tactics out of White Russia or Belarus to the north and other probes as well from the northeast. But the main drive will be directly from the east and the southeast. And a pincer attack out of Crimea, thinking about clones, and directly out of Western Russia. I believe then once they have secured just four or five more cities and a few hundred of the other smaller towns, roughly doubling the amount of territory Russia is now holding, that Russia will then declare victory and give the West a chance to sue for peace. I don't know that peace will be accepted. In fact, I don't think it will be accepted. And I think this is just going to continue to escalate. And that's why you see the hype over the balloons to create this background atmosphere of fear and uncertainty. But I really respect callers and your views. And so we're going to open the phones up today for first-time callers, only first-time callers, at least the first round of calls. Military veterans, current active duty, folks in Eastern Europe to go to the head of the line. On your view of what I've said about the balloons, them claiming that they might be aliens, the fear, Russia and the troops, what I believe is already the next wave or offensive being launched. Do you agree? Do you disagree? How do we avert this? Where do you see all of this going? The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. As we exercise a town digital hall, a digital town hall, and where we can have a real free-for-all in a college of ideas, debate, and discussion. If you agree, you're welcome to call. You disagree, you're welcome to call. You have a question or something you want to say, we don't censor your calls. Only that you have a clean phone line and get to your point so we get to the next person and respect everybody's time. I'm very thankful for all of you that have been calling in. I've noticed that I was on the air 25, 26, 27 years ago taking calls, really 28 years ago, but in talk radio 27 years ago, started out on Access TV. But the more calls I take, the better calls we get. We always have a lot of good calls. We also have some callers that call in, you know, tired or drunk or whatever. That's fine. But the more I go to your calls, the quicker I go to them, the better the caliber. We've been having some calls lately where I'd say the whole roster of calls is like a 98, a 99. I mean, just over-the-top smart callers. And so we're going to respect your time and get to you quickly, 877-789-2539. We're going to go to break. I keep saying this for the last week plus, 8 days now, that today's the last day. And it's just because I've been so busy up here working 7 days a week. I haven't gotten around to seeing what the next sale is going to be because this sale is so massive, it's hard to even come back with another sale. So I would, might be a few hours it's still up there, might be until tomorrow, but they've already got the new sale finally ready. So you got a few hours left, minimum of maybe a day maximum, to take part in the Alex Jones is Right super sale to 50% off and incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com, like 1776 and testosterone boost and Pain MD, Ultimate Krill Oil, Real Red Pill Plus, and other great products.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Well, I can tell you that I got a call from OSD about a couple hours ago, thereabouts, and informed me that an F-16 using an AIM-9 missile had shot down an octagonal structure over Lake Huron. The altitude was about 20,000 feet. And at that time, I asked the question, what's the plan for recovering the debris? And they said they were working on it and then they would get back. But the bottom line is, they scrambled the F-16, took it out, and no damage to to human life or property because it went in the water, and the water in Lake Huron this time is very, 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 very cold, so they're going to have to use divers with special gear.
And the entire corporate media says, what are they? We don't know. Are they aliens? Ed Norad says they could be. Even days after the Air Force says, no, we looked at it, we shot them down, their balloons. And the thing flying over Lake Huron looked like a big drone. Oh, my goodness. We're going to take your phone calls on this subject. Then I've got news on the riots that happened after the Eagles lost last night to the Chiefs. We're going to look at what's happening in the economy. We're going to be looking at this big train derailment that is apocalyptic chemical disaster raging on. The government lying about how toxic it is, just like they did after 9/11 with the attacks there and the poison dust. We've got more deaths of young people mounting with heart attacks after the deadly poison shot. We now know it's official that James O'Keefe's being ousted by a coup, by the board, even though it'll destroy Project Veritas. That's the whole point. We've got the ADL calling for more censorship. We have got so much to be covering here today. And a very important article out of Town Hall, socialists must work to defeat their own country. Now, anybody that listens to this show or is already awake knows that, but why do they want to destroy what works? Because they know what they're bringing in doesn't bring prosperity because it puts them in charge, and they want a post-industrial world. And Hillary, of course, has come out officially and called for an end of cash right as they begin to roll out the cashless society and all the nightmare control that comes with that. So we're going to be interspersing a lot of clips, a lot of other news stories as we take calls, but the big story is the world headlong marching, though sleepwalking, into nuclear war. Every major analyst agreeing we're in the greatest danger ever. And how all this UFO hysteria feeds into that. Why would the Pentagon be saying it could be aliens when they know it's not? They admit in all these shootdowns it wasn't aliens. What is the point of that? We're taking your phone calls right now in the order they're received. But for those that don't know what Project Bluebeam is, they've had leaked documents come out. This has been reported on since the 80s. William Cooper reported on it and did a good job in the 90s. In fact, I'll play a clip of William Cooper coming up, star of the next segment. And when you look at that and you pull back from it, there's been a long-term project to cover up advanced aircraft and technologies. When you see a B-2 bomber or the B-3 bomber, all that stuff's 30, 40, 50 years old. They still say the SR-71 Blackbird's the fastest plane the U.S. has. It was developed in the early 50s in service in the late 1950s. They need this outside threat to, A, cover up what they're doing, B, be able to use super weapons on enemies, and then have plausible deniability. But why are they now, through Hollywood and the whole culture, and now the Pentagon, that we predicted for so long, now exacerbating the idea that indeed aliens are here and doing this? And it's because, again, it's that backdrop of fear and control that they want. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Rick in Texas. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. A couple of things here. What you're talking about with Project Bluebeam, that's old news, Alex. And I think a lot of your listeners that's listened through the years with Kerry Cassidy, Project Camelot and so forth, if you guys YouTube that Carol Rosen talks with Wernher von Braun, he told her about the last card. You should pull that up. That's very important. That's key there. And the person that you needed to have on your show years ago was George Green. He knows all about this stuff. So, I think those are the important key points that you need to look at there. And that was on, I forgot what site that was, but if you just YouTube it, you'll see that.
Well, why don't you specifically tell us what you're specifically talking about? And I did interview Mr. Green, but give specifics.
I don't want to say it over the phone, but if you YouTube it, you'll see what Carol Rosen talked about.
I appreciate your call. I'm not mad at you, but these calls where I'm not going to tell you what it is, just YouTube it. I mean, we're not censoring anybody here. You can say whatever you want as long as it's not cuss words, because the FCC will fine our stations. But there's no censorship here. And I'm not mad at the caller. It's just a lot of people have a discussion with me like I know everything and I know what you're talking about. And if I can't follow you, I'm going to have to let you go if you don't clarify, because it just, it's like Blue Beam's child play. I know it's an old project. We're talking about the fact that it has come out in Congress. They have admitted that there are projects to do this. Yeah, let me tell you some of the later projects. They had different operations that we don't even know the names of, but are admitted to have high-powered satellites and or ground-based systems that can project, and I gave the guys an example of this, an animation of it. It's not a real video of it, but an artist rendering of, say, a 5,000-foot-tall Jesus or a 5,000-foot-tall Buddha. Or a 5,000-foot-tall demon. I mean, you've seen in Seattle and in Beijing and places where they put these ground arrays up where you'll see a 3,000-foot-tall jellyfish swimming around in the night sky, and it looks real. We showed those last year. It's incredible. Should have gotten more attention. So that's Blue Beam-type technology already being rolled out and shown to the public. In fact, go ahead and roll that artificial blue beam demon video with some audio. Go ahead and roll it. And again, we're simulcast on radio. For radio listeners, it's a artist simulation of what it would look like if a Project Blue Beam was activated and people saw a 5,000-foot-tall, that's about a 3,000-foot-tall demon created by a hologram walking. Now, here's the Space Needle last year, and there they are putting on an artificial display, everything, and that's being done with holograms. So that's the projects that I read about in the 80s and 90s that they never show anybody, and now they can do it. So if that's what they're letting the public know they have, imagine what else they really have, and imagine the mind control. If they can use a virus that's about as deadly as the flu, but is novel, to then make you take a shot that actually creates the same poisonous spike protein, but at hundreds of times the levels, what can they do with giant holograms in the sky or fear about balloons being shot down? All right, I'm not mad at the last caller. I didn't mean to go off in a jag about that, but this is the open discussion we're having. When we come back, Doc, and then Roxanne, and Margie, and Joseph, and Mike, and Tom, and Katrina, and Adrian, and Brett, and Lisa, and everybody else, your calls are all coming up, and I'm just going to bam, 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 have your point, be ready, and I'm going to go right to you, ladies and gentlemen, and then I'll play some of the William Cooper next hour, but I want to get through some calls first. So I'm going to take 4 calls next segment. Okay? 4 calls, guaranteed, 4 calls. And then we're going to come into the second hour, continue with calls, because I can't wait to hear the different interesting angles that you take us in. Please remember, there's a lot of great news articles and stories we're not covering right now on air that are very important at Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and over 200 great contributors at band.video.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Taking your calls on the escalating war with Russia, the artificial UFO hysteria. Let's go to Doc in California, an Army vet on Ukraine, war, the COVID connections, and more. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much for taking my call. First time caller. Love your show, and God bless you for what you do. I want to encourage everybody, if you haven't gone on the store and got some of the products, please do that. And if there's nothing you need, just donate $10. I've been donating $10 a month for a while, and it's easy.
Well, sir, we're barely in the black because of you. Thanks for keeping this important broadcast on the air. What's your view on the big subjects we're covering?
Well, I'm a three-time Iraq War veteran, and I learned the hard way that everything that you see on the New York Times, the cover of these newspapers, it's all false. It's all an inversion, satanic inversion, like you've been saying. This is just a giant distraction from the fact that we need to be working toward a Nuremberg 2 trial right now. So a couple years ago, I remember telling somebody about how everything was a fraud with COVID. The whole thing was a plandemic. And they're like, this is impossible. There's no way that that's possible. People are going to figure it out. And I said, no, watch. They're going to come along the back of this with something even worse, something even bigger fraudulent. And now we're literally supporting Nazis against Russia. So it takes a big distraction to distract from the COVID pandemic. But that's what this whole Ukraine thing is, in my opinion.
And I'm glad you called, and I want you to elaborate, because I meant to make that point when I was sitting here before I went live today, and I went over a lot of the angles, but not... It's a distraction from big tech spying and collusion with the government and the Hunter Biden laptop and the open borders and all the corruption and just all of it. You're absolutely right. It's a big new distraction from everything.
When all else fails, they take you to war. And this was planned for a long time. It was in the cooker. We know that this is lockstep. The whole plan's been out there for 10, 20 years or longer. And I just want to encourage everybody to pray to God, to support each other, to donate to InfoWars, to pray for Alex, to pray for everybody. God is the only thing that's going to get us out of this. And God is actually making all of this work for good. So remember to know that everything is working out for good, even if things seem like
that's right. God takes evil and turns it to good in the end, but it takes a couple steps. Real briefly, I talked to a lot of veterans, especially people that were officers but also just enlisted, that really woke up because they'd see something on the news from back in the States while you're in theater in country, and it would be the complete opposite of what actually happened. Give us an example of something you saw.
Oh, well, a perfect example. I first got to Baghdad during the first surge in 2006-07, and this is a time where we were trying to train the Sunnis, right? So we were going to train up the Sunnis and militias to help them be more professional and, be able to take care of themselves and not be like a rogue army. So New York Times would have a cover saying, we trained, two new brigades of Sunni militia, blah, blah, blah. And what did we do in reality? They go out onto a firing range with an AK-47, pop a couple rounds, and that's it. And they're trained. You know, the whole thing is bogus. I've never seen so much equipment, so much of everything just sitting in shipping containers all over the whole country of Iraq. It's just every year there's a new issue of everything, of all equipment and everything. You know, that's what this is really about. It's just more of the, war drives the economy, and that's what is really going on here. But one thing I want people to understand when it comes to the pandemic and everything, part of the big inversion here is making people afraid of germs, and just like they're trying to make people afraid of terrorists and now domestic terrorists, it's all fear. And the reality is our bodies are self-healing. All we need is good lifestyle, good diet. Viruses don't cause disease.
Absolutely. Incredible points, Doc. Got to jump. Joseph in Utah, thanks for calling.
Yes, hello, Alex.
Welcome.
I was an Army veteran. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. I just want to read this from Mikhail Gorbachev in 1989, sent to George Herbert Walker Bush, the president at the time in 1989. Poland and Hungary agreed to this message. It is evident that force and the threat of force can no longer be and should not be instruments of foreign policy. The compelling necessity of the principle of freedom of choice is also clear to us. This is Mikhail Gorbachev. Now, this is Bush's answer, and I'm going to kind of paraphrase it up to a certain point. Basically, what he said, at first he ignored the Eastern problems and tensions in Europe at that time, 1989, 1988, okay? And then Poland and Hungary asked George Herbert Walker Bush to please look into this summit. So the bottom line is, he finally says, when he was on Air Force One, he realized that there was a lot of tensions in Eastern Europe and throughout the world concerning Russia and American relationships. And he decided to ask Mikhail Gorbachev, to a meeting in the island of Malta in the middle of the Mediterranean. So in 1989, Mikhail Gorbachev and George Herbert Walker Bush met regarding those two notes that I just kind of read.
So you're talking about perestroika?
No. I'm not sure. All I know is it took place in Malta. You know the island of Malta, right,
yes,
sir? Okay. You know they had two gigantic ships that were the Mikhail Gorbachev, and then two gigantic ships that were George Herbert Walker Bush, and they would go back and forth on those ships, making a summit in 1989. And then eventually they went and visited Malta and met the prime minister and so on and so forth. But this was a summit concerning Mikhail Gorbachev and concerning George Herbert Walker Bush in 1989. Do you remember that meeting, sir?
Yes, I do remember those series of meetings. It was Perestroika, basically part two, and they tried it before in 79, and then it led basically to the fall of the Berlin Wall, and then, of course, the end of the Soviet Union as we know it in 1991.
Well, I just wanted to point out, I think those two messages, did you kind of get the logistics of what the two messages I just said, one from Mikhail Gorbachev and then the reply?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what I'm saying, do you think those messages now fit appropriately between Russia and America and the Ukraine circumstance now?
Sure, I appreciate your call. What you're getting at is what Putin's been saying, that they had spoken deals and public deals, they never signed deals, that NATO would not expand and that Russia would not expand, and now that deal in the last 10 years or so has been fully broken. Thank you for the call. Mike in California, you're on the air about NORAD and the balloons and what in the world's going on. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I think what the first caller was trying to say was the fact that von Braun warned on his deathbed that they would stage an alien invasion when all the other scams, had played their part or failed.
Yes, I was familiar with that, and I was trying to get him to elaborate, and then he said he couldn't, so I was confused. So give us your take on that.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, that's just, I think that, that's something that we need to be aware of. I think I was watching that Dark Journalist clip and I watched the video and he makes the point that, you know, when we're hearing from people like General Van Hurk, the combatant commander of NORAD, you know, we should be concerned because that's the guy that takes over if the emergency powers are activated. And, you know, after 9/11, Cheney came out of the bunker with the Patriot Act. And we've been under this emergency since 9/11. You know, the president signs it every year, the NDAA.
Bingo. You just said it. You crystallized it. They want to use the balloons for a new emergency.
Yeah, exactly. I think they need an emergency to accomplish their goals. And, that's something that we need to be aware of. This Van Hurk character, you know, he'll take over and he'll appoint regional governors, you know, until... You know, new elections can be held whenever.
That's right. That's in all the executive orders and in the law, and you are dead on target. And that's exactly where I was going with all this, my friend. Incredible call. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just need to focus on the emergency powers aspect of this. We need to be aware of that, and you know, if we can talk about this and let people know that we're aware of this, they may not try and pull it off. You know, when 9/11.
Well, that's right. Go ahead.
When 9/11 happened, there were a small community, including yourself, who were aware of it, but there weren't enough people making enough noise, you know, for them to actually back down.
That's right. And this is a new way for the deep state to say, okay, we spy on you, we censor you, we control you, we get rid of your borders, but we're going to protect you from the outside threat of these balloons that have been there for decades. Dead on. Thank you, Mike. We're going to start the next hour, air a special report from a few months ago of Greg Reese predicting they'd start activating Project Bluebeam. Then at 6 after, I'm going right back to your phone calls. We're going to talk about Russia and so much more. I believe the Russian new offensive has already begun. We've got evidence of that. We'll talk about it next hour. And you heard the caller, InfoWarsStore.com. You can also make donations, and I thank you. We need your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In early 20...